This is a mother-daughter podcast, but it is not for kids. This podcast will be discussing adult subject matter that may not be suitable for all ages. Listener discretion advised.
Welcome to Friday the 13th special times two. This is the Don't Look podcast for those of you who are just listening to this but haven't clicked on it. My name is Kat.
I'm Kat's mom.
And this is a podcast where
I watch uncomfortable movies with my daughter.
So you don't have to with yours.
Yeah. So this is a little bonus mini episode, especially for Friday the 13th. This is Kat's plan to do every Friday the 13th as it comes up.
Right. So this will be our second one.
Mm-hmm.
This is also, admittedly, my least, probably in my top least favorite of the Friday the 13th movies.
Really? You don't like this one?
No, I don't.
You don't like Sackhead Jason?
I like Sackhead. I don't like the main girl, I think.
Really?
Yes. Mm. I like a lot of the other characters. I just do not like her. She rubs me the wrong way for some reason.
Oh.
This movie came out in 1981. It's rated R. It's got a runtime of 1 hour, 27 minutes.
Slim runtime.
It is directed by Steve Miner, written by Ron Kurz, Victor Miller, Sean S. Cunningham. And it stars Betsy Palmer, Amy Steele, and John Fury. I'm not good at the reading of who's
in
it.
It doesn't really star Betsy Palmer.
No,
you
it
see
doesn't.
Her for like 2.5 seconds, and
as
that's
like
pretty much it.
Flashback from the other one. So, I mean, it's really just Amy Steele and John Fury. So.
Yeah. I enjoy this one. I don't hate it.
I don't hate it. It's just not my
favorite.
I kind
of like this one. This one's pretty good.
If I do like a watch and like see how many I can watch, I will often skip this one.
Okay. I mean, this is, you know, kind of the sequel I think nobody was ready for. Like, they didn't expect the first one to do as well as it did. And then here we go.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that's why it kind of starts off with that really extended flashback sequence.
Yeah, there's a good chunk of the movie that's just the end of the first movie.
Yeah, where the final girl from the first movie, you know, kind of is dealing with her PTSD.
I mean, thankfully she doesn't have to deal with it for long.
I don't know if it's thankfully, but yeah, she doesn't have to deal with it for long. So it doesn't work out well for her.
No. I want to say, though, that Crazy Joe, right?
Ralph.
Joe? Crazy Ralph. Thank you.
It is Ralph, right?
Also, I think it is Ralph.
Now I'm
pretty sure it is
myself.
Ralph. He is also in this one, which is pretty exciting to have him back.
Yeah, momentarily.
Anything else you want to say about this one before we get into it?
No. No.
Yeah, I mean, this is a mini, so spoilers for our next episode, but if you listen to that, you get a little bit more context as to why we're a bit brushed on this one. So please forgive us and enjoy the fact that you know, get one of these this month, a bonus. So, all right, I guess we'll get into it. What camp snacks are we bringing?
I mean, you know, like I don't like weenies, so I'm going to do some burgers, I think. And s'mores, yeah. Bug juice. And, you know, the rest.
All right. I think that sounds like a great plan.
All right. See you after the flick.
Thank you. June night in 1980. Friday, the 13th. 12 of her friends were murdered. Why should Friday the 13th, 1981, be any different? Friday the 13th, part 2. The body count continues. 14.
You're all doomed. You're all doomed.
15.
God.
16.
Help!
17. 18. 19. 20. 21, 22, 23.
Sandra? Jeff?
The day you count on for terror is not over. Friday the 13th, part 2.
Okay, and we're back. I don't even have a quip. I don't even have a quip from this one. Like, I can't even come back on something cute. I don't know. I just keep thinking about, I was trying to make a little joke about how the little dog returns at the end of the film and kind of scares everybody. And you think, like, you're getting the scare and it's the dog.
Right.
And then, like, it's not the scare.
Because you thought the dog was dead, but
yeah, because
not.
You do lose sight of the dog and you just assume
you
the
lose
dog
sight of the
dead.
Dog and mangled remains of something
of
are
something
found.
Are found. But hooray, the dog does make it.
The dog does not die.
Yes, everyone else does.
Everyone else does. I mean,
not the dog.
The important things. But I like that they have that dog scare, and I think it echoes the cat scare at the beginning, which are like your very classic, like.
Yeah, like little misdirection scares, which are always a good time.
Yeah.
All right, so it's Friday the 13th, part 2. There are not a ton of uncomfortable moments here. This is a pretty safe
film
that you can watch with anyone.
I will say, just for like some
spooky film,
some plot context, if you're interested at all, this is the one where Jason is the killer, finally.
Yes.
All your Jason heads out there are pretty into that. He does not have his mask yet.
No, he doesn't get his mask until the next one. But I think Sackhead Jason is underrated. I think if I had two guys and one had a hockey mask on and the other one just had like a burlap sack with like a weird eyeball, I'm pretty sure I know which one I'd be more scared of.
100%. Sackhead Jason is way spookier. I really do love this fit. I just do not like the main girl, I think. And this takes place 5 years after the first one. So
Alice had a good run. She was feeling pretty safe.
I still don't know how he went from like a child to like that much of a man. I guess like if he was like 13 and now he's like 18.
We don't even know when he drowned in that lake.
No. But I don't know. I feel like there's such a size difference.
Well, yeah. But I mean, who cares? Yeah,
exactly.
I'm still not sure how he gets to Manhattan. I mean, like, or space.
Or space.
Or hell.
At some point, it really does just kind of go off of the rails.
Who cares how he gets that big? He just does.
He just feeding on anger.
The rage from his mother's death just, like, engorges him, and he's huge now. So there you go.
Yeah. There's really not many scenes in this one. There's only two.
No. So, I mean, feel free to sit back, relax, and go ahead and enjoy this film. I mean, you know, watch it with whoever you like. It's okay. You can peel off for like a couple seconds and here and there and you'll be okay.
I do want to say there are two changing scenes that I didn't include because it's not like you really see anything.
Yes.
but
I feel like these movies always have some kind of weird changing scenes.
Yeah, I feel like that's it's like just a classic like, thing. It's like
you're camping, you got to get changed. I don't know. Like that's just what it is.
You go to your cabin and someone's peeping on you getting changed in the window, but you're not seeing anything except for like the back of someone's head and like an implication or, right. You know, something like that. Yeah, so our uncomfortable moments are 47 minutes, 44 seconds to 49 minutes, 30 seconds, where one of our counselors is skinny dipping in the lake. In the Crystal Lake. And she gets her clothes stolen by another counselor and then, you know, chases after him without a shirt for a while. Which she does have, like, a towel that's, like, covering her chest for the most part.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. We're not quite 100% today. I don't know that you're getting our full energy, but we're doing the best we can.
Yeah. It's not a tough one, though. I mean, you can muscle through it or you can just, like, go pee real quick and you'll be fine.
Yeah, this is another...
It's certainly not integral to the plot.
It's a great time to, you know, pop another bag of popcorn or grab another slice of pizza. It's really not that...
Yeah, I don't know that you need a second bag of popcorn. The movie's not even a full hour and a half long.
Maybe you're popping the first bag after eating pizza.
Okay, there you go.
And then our second moment is 1 hour, 1 minute, 10 seconds to 1 hour, 2 minutes, 40 seconds. And this is where our couple who we start the film with finally meets their end after having sex together. They just are like in bed and get skewered together.
Yep.
You really don't see anything. There's not even that much of like... anything going on.
No, there's like some implied sex and that's pretty much it. You see less than you do in the first one.
It's very true.
Yeah.
Which I guess must be like the third or fourth one maybe that we really get anything. Because I know for a fact there are ones where we have like flashbacks to original and we get more than we did in the first one. So I don't know.
And it wasn't this one.
It was not this one.
Nope, was not.
I'm starting to wonder if this was a bad plan on my part.
Well, I think you just wanted to watch these movies and this is just a good excuse to do so.
I think so as well. There you go. I will say though, we are at like not even 10 minutes of audio, so
we thought it was going to be a mini episode and it is V small.
The trailer is going to be longer than our episode. Is there anything that you would like to say about this movie before we like go into reviews and everything?
I really like this one. I think it's one of the better ones. I mean, you know, apart from whether or not, you know, you like the chick, I think it has a, you know, some really good kill scenes. I think one of the iconic kill scenes is when the counselor in the wheelchair gets
pushed down the stairs.
Yeah, the machete right to his head and then goes backwards down the stairs. I think that's like really an iconic scene there.
I really like his character and I really like the other counselor who's really into him.
Yeah.
I think that both of them are just wonderful characters.
Yeah, I mean... we have that. We have the girl who owns the dog in the very, very short shorts and the little half shirt running around, mm-hmm. camp all over the place, which is so ridiculous. I just can't even imagine the mosquito bites that she would be getting throughout all that. But I mean, these wardrobe choices, and it's like how many short, teeny, like... little short shorts does one have?
We have a thing that we say when like some of your butt is hanging out of your short, which we call it moon beams, but this is like half moons, honestly.
Yeah, like they're so like invisible. So I mean, you have that kind of that look that's out there, and I mean that always makes me giggle every time I see it. You see her, she's jogging in her tiny pants and her little bitty half shirt, and one of the other counselors kind of comes up behind her with a slingshot and like whacks her in the butt. Just, it makes me laugh every time I see it. So you have that, you know, and we have the cute little Pekingese or Lhasa Apso or whatever kind of dog that is. One of those little dogs with the hair that, you know, ends up kind of being the, you know, there at the end, like the final dog. So I think that's awesome.
Yeah.
And, you know, I kind of do appreciate that you have that follow up with Alice in the beginning, too, because
I do. Yeah, as well.
You know, I mean, it acknowledged the fact that it left the final girl. And then it was like, well, we need to tie up this loose end. You know, is he just going to forgive her because she committed the ultimate sin? Mm-hmm. You know, in killing his mother. So I like the fact that it wraps that up and he kind of takes care of that business before he can move on. How he got there or how he found her, who cares? I mean, it's still pretty cool. And, you know, Crazy Ralph gets killed.
Which is such a tragedy, I feel.
Yeah. So, I mean, he's really like tying up loose ends before moving on to new business, which would be those crazy kids trying to open up the camp on his turf again. And, you know, he's just not going to stand for that. So I think it's got a lot going for it. I like part two.
All right. I'll give it. It does have a lot going for it that I really do enjoy. There are just like a couple characters that I do not.
Yeah. Well, you know, and that's okay.
That is.
All right, anything that you would like to talk about?
Anything that I really just wanted to talk about, that one wonderful counselor in the wheelchair, and then that one other wonderful counselor who's really into him. I think they have like every scene that they're in together. I just think that it's really adorable, and it's like, because she really likes him and he kind of acts oblivious for like a long time, and I think that's really cute.
Yeah, I don't know if he was acting oblivious or if he was oblivious. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'm not sure either, but I really appreciate their like dynamic that they have going on, where she's like very much being like, hey, and he's like, what? Huh?
Yeah, she's really flirty and fun. She is really cute.
Yeah. I don't love the end where she puts on the sweater as well. I'm not a big fan.
Oh, really?
No. I mean, I get it. It's just I'm not a big fan of it.
And this is not the only time that happens. In this sequence of films. I thought it was good. I was like, yeah, put that crusty roast thing on and do this and see what you get. I mean, you know, I thought it was brave and quick thinking. I mean, but I guess yeah. She was going to school for that sort of thing. So, I mean, she kind of like...
The amount of times that it's brought up that she's a child psychologist as well. I think that's part of why I don't like her. So that every 4 minutes we're being reminded that she's a child psychologist.
Well, you know, it saved her life.
It did.
It saved her life. So, boo on you.
That's fair. That's very fair. But yeah, this one's pretty chill. It's a pretty fun movie to watch with them.
Yeah. And pretty safe. Yeah. As long as you're okay with, like, the violence.
Yeah.
I mean, there's really not a whole lot of sex. And just, like, not really any nudity. It's very negligible.
I feel like there's, like, less than the first one.
Yeah, it's definitely negligible on the nudity front. So you're good. I mean, there's some coarse language, I guess, in there. There's a little bit of drinking. Is there smoking in this one? I can't even remember now that I'm sitting here.
Oh, there is one joint that you don't actually see being smoked, but...
Yeah, so even, like, less than in the first one. So...
Yeah, she has it and is about to smoke it, and then she doesn't, and then you find it, like, half-smoked, so...
Okay. So, yeah, like, in many ways, I guess, is more tame than the original.
For sure. So, I'm wondering if they, like, maybe got criticism for that in the original and changed it, or what happened
there. I don't know. It'd be interesting to find out. If anybody knows, let us know.
Let us know. Let us know if you're enjoying these, because, I mean, it's a lot to do. Let's do this together.
Kat's tired today.
I'm very tired
today. Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, then I think we got to wrap this one up, because I think that's pretty much all we can do for our little mini-sode here. Otherwise, it'll end up being a maxi-sode, and nobody wants to do that. All right.
This is like a tenth of what I do.
So I'm going to say this is like a negative one on the uncomfortable scale. I thought this one was fine.
Yeah, I would say probably like, yeah, like a zero or
like
a one.
Like a zero to a one. I mean, this is like a pretty safe movie if you want to do it. Like, I think it's fine. You know, you want to watch this with your teen on a, you know, on a Friday the 13th.
You have to like send them away and be like, go watch the first one by yourself. Then come back for the second one and watch together.
You know, and if you skip the whole Alice of it all. Well, no, you kind of really do need the first one. Yeah, this one you kind of really do need
the
first one.
Because the whole end relates back to the first one.
Yeah. So that's not going to work. So, yeah, But I mean, this is a good one. If they watched it with their friends, you know, maybe like a sleepover or something, and then they're like, oh, part two, and you could be like, okay, cool, I can watch that one. Then this one is a perfectly fine movie to do that with. I really enjoy it. I'm going to give it a 7. I think it's great. I like it. I think it's one of the stronger installments in the franchise.
I'll give it a 6. Yeah. I think that it's pretty, it's good. It's not bad.
Yeah, because we really get to some stinkos later on. So I think this one is decent.
We do. We don't, I don't talk about the end ones, but.
Well, we're going to have to.
In a few years time. No, I do like this movie. It's just not one of my favorites. And with like 3 probably being my favorite aside from the first one, and then 4, 5, and 6 being like really great together. Like right after this, I'm not a huge fan of this one.
Well, I like it.
I think that's good.
Okay. Fair enough.
Fair enough.
All right.
Quick shout outs to Chuck for doing our disclaimer. Marshall for doing our intro, and Billy, who you can find in the description, for doing our logo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And our social
media. Our social media. Yep. If you want to find us, you can find us on Instagram at. We just did this.
Don't underscore mm-hmm. look underscore podcast.
Yeah.
On Instagram, I'm at catsmom75 and Kat is Catastrophe Neko.
We have a Facebook.
Facebook page is the same thing.
You can find us at Gmail if you want to write to us.
At don'tlookpodcast@gmail.com, but there's no apostrophes.
Yep, because right? Those aren't valid characters in email.
Yep, so there you go. You can do that.
We would love to hear from you. Like, yeah. For real.
I'm still working on a blue sky. I'll get there. And I think that's it, right?
Yeah.
All right. Cool, cool, cool. All right. Anything? Any final thoughts?
No, I think that we're pretty chill on this one, honestly. But we'll probably have more in the next one. Maybe. I have no idea.
All right. Well, if you're ever in a dark alley and 2 dudes are chasing you, one of them might be wearing a burlap sack. So the best thing I can tell you is don't look.
Listen. Pressure of not knowing what to say.
I didn't have a clue what to say. I was like, you know, I'm just gonna make a little quip about camping, and then I didn't. Yeah. I don't know.
Do you want me to Google camp jokes?
No.